Proclamation number 3963 of 26th of January, 1947. Direction of thought and will of the soul. Spirit or body. The less resistance the soul opposes the spirit within itself, the more obviously it can express itself and the more audible its voice is to the human being. For then the soul also determines the bodily senses and organs to its functions, which then correspond to the spirit's influence. Thus the human being's thinking and willing must first relate to the inner life so that the spirit can become effective in the human being. And thus a person can never be filled by God's spirit if his thoughts and intentions are predominantly directed towards the preservation and well-being of the body. For then the soul would neither be able to hear the voice of the spirit within itself, nor would it be able to impart spiritual good to the intellect's organs, since the latter would likewise be unable to receive it. And thus the serious will to be instructed by the spirit in itself is the first prerequisite for it to express itself, for the will starts from the soul and can apply to the spirit or the body. And the will determines the thoughts which, however, then start from the spirit in the human being as soon as the working has been made possible for it. But then the human being can completely leave himself to its influence. He will always think and act correctly if he fulfills the conditions which allow the working of the spirit. First of all, therefore, the human being's thinking and willing must be directed towards his inner life. He must want to think about the soul and not about the body. Furthermore, he must be aware of the fact that he has to fulfill a task on earth. He must be aware that he must make the divine commandment of love the guiding principle of his way of life in order to fulfill God's will. Furthermore, he must long for purest truth and inwardly seek it. He must listen inwardly to what God, as the giver of truth, conveys to him through his spirit. He is to appeal for his loving instruction, otherwise God's most precious gift will be withheld from him because he does not appreciate it accordingly. And thus the soul must constantly work on itself, i.e., completely adapt its thinking, feeling and wanting to God's will and thus shape itself into the receptacle of the divine spirit, which can then work in it without restriction. The process itself is a transmission of strength from the spiritual kingdom, i.e., God himself directs his emanation into the heart of the human being, who therefore now harbors divine within himself, which must appear in the form of knowledge, of deepest wisdom, thus of light fullest realization. The state of knowledge is already in alignment with the eternal deity, who in himself is pure light and power. People in whom the divine spirit can work will always be surrounded by light, yet only recognizable to those who are spiritually able to see, whereas the physical eye perceives nothing special, only from the external effects. From the increased knowledge, can the person conclude a divine spiritual working. But if a person is surrounded by light, then he is also a bearer of light himself. He is become, as it were, a station of strength in contact with the spiritual world, which can then emit light again and thus pass on the divine emanation to where it will be received without resistance. Every transmission of power and light requires the willingness of the receiver. The least resistance, however, prevents it, but resistance is counteracted by thinking and wanting. By the soul turning away from the spirit in it and turning towards the body, i.e., entering into its wishes and desires. Then the soul unites itself with the body instead of establishing the union with the spirit within itself according to its task. which then takes care of a complete union with the Eternal Father Spirit. Thus it is up to the soul in which direction it turns. It always finds support on the part of the spirit but never on the part of the body. The latter constantly demands, while the latter gives, and demands as the only service in return the giving up of resistance in order to be able to work unhindered, i.e., to bring its influence on the soul to full and complete effect. If the soul, with the help of the spirit, also succeeds in making the body inclined to its wishes, the spiritualization of the body is also guaranteed, i.e., its material substances likewise enter the state which allows light to pass through, all resistance is given up, and the result is that the soul hears the spirit's voice within itself in all clarity and can also audibly convey it to the bodily ear, that the human being thus hears the divine voice resounding within himself and stands in brightest light, i.e., filled with profoundest knowledge, i.e., he is filled with the deepest knowledge, because God's strength of love flows through him in all fullness. Because the unification of the spirit in the human being with the Father Spirit has taken place from eternity and the soul has matured and can enter the spiritual kingdom as a being of light to unimagined bliss. Amen.